We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is the Netherlands heading for Nexit? Live from the UK, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Luke Wilson, in for Leanna Byrne. Thanks for joining us and a happy Thanksgiving. Yes, the Dutch are waking up to a new political era this morning, and it's not the one most people predicted. Far-right politician Geert Wilders claimed a shock victory in the Netherlands election yesterday, with his party said to be the largest group in the Dutch parliament. That means the Freedom Party now gets to try and form a coalition. But the three other big parties say they won't take part, not least because of Mr. Wilders' plan to hold a referendum to leave the EU, a so-called Nexit. The BBC's Anna Holligan has been watching.
People have voted mostly for parties that promised change and renewal, despite the fact that Geert Wilders is one of the longest serving politicians in the Dutch parliament. And one of the terms that has really dominated this campaign has been bestaan zekerheid. What people crave is security, but there are huge swathes of the population now who will be feeling very insecure, given that Geert Wilders not only wants to take the Netherlands out of the EU, he wants to ban Islam, ban the Quran, anti-immigration, he wants to shut all the borders. He has said now that he is also prepared to compromise to form a coalition, but a lot is still up in the air for so many people here.
And as Anna explains, immigration was a major issue during the campaign for economic reasons.
People talk about a lack of affordable housing, 400,000, too few homes, the average house price around 400,000 euros. And they say, well, we can't afford to allow so many people into the country. But that said, most of the people coming into the Netherlands are EU migrants. So it's extremely difficult to say how he would govern, if indeed he would govern, because everyone at this point has to make compromises in order for there to be a coalition.
The BBC's Anna Holligan there. Let's do the numbers. And Brent crude is down just over 1% to $81 a barrel after a planned OPEC meeting next week was delayed. Investors think that means the group is undecided on more supply cuts. And the chipmaker Broadcom has completed a $69 billion takeover of the cloud computing business VMware after approval from regulators in China.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine last year led to millions of Ukrainian women and children fleeing to safety, causing massive upheaval and hitting the economy hard. Many of those who've stayed have taken on new roles that were previously done by men. Tatiana has joined what used to be a male-dominated industry in Ukraine. She works in a mine operated by the private power company DTEC.
I used to see my dad and my granddad come out of the mine all dirty and used to wonder why. What's it like? My dad is really proud of me, and I know my grandfather would be proud of me too, because I am a machine operator like him.
Before the war, Tatiana's job was above ground and involved measuring methane levels in the mines. Now, her working day is very different.
I get to the mine at 6 in the morning and go to the office to get my instructions for the day. Then I go to the women's sauna and change my clothes. I pick up a helmet and lamp and my emergency kit. Then at 6:40, I go down in the lift to the mine. I take a little train, we call it a carriage, and I go to my spot and take over from the girl whose shift has ended.
That was Tatiana working for the private power company DTEC in Ukraine. Now, Asian hornets, or Vespa velutina, are spreading fast across Europe and threatening the production of honey and fruit crops. The hornets are an invasive alien species that are native to Southeast Asia. The BBC's Ashish Sharma reports.
If you have a smoke when you eat, you know?
Iago Roca is one of thousands of beekeepers who's fighting on the front line against the invasion of the Asian hornet, the Vespa velutina. He lives in Galicia, which is where the hornets first arrived here in Spain. And today he's taking me on a tour.
You can see that all that honey.
So many bees on this one.
Iago produces a monoflor honey, which means it comes from just one flower, the chestnut tree. He sells 1 kilo for $11. His potential production annually is 40,000 kilos, but due to various factors, and now increasingly because of the velutina, he produces half that amount.
Do you want me to write it down for you? Or
Julio Macide, professor at Santiago University, has been investigating the economic impact of the velutina in a study called Atlantic Positive.
Beekeepers, they need to invest a lot of effort and money into methods for protecting their apiaries. Between 10 and 20% of the production has to be now invested back into these methods. So probably between 10 and 30 million euros is the yearly cost of Vespa velutina in terms of direct effects on the honeybee production. That Vespa velutina is also a very voracious eater of pears and apples and peaches, plums, figs, and many other productions. It's very difficult to estimate the actual economic cost of Vespa velutina because we didn't have data before of the economic costs of the predation by other insects.
The hornets are also not great pollinators, and their destruction of bees and other pollinating insects could, in the long run, affect the diversity of trees and plants in areas like Galicia. But despite their growing threat, beekeepers like Iago Roca are determined to be the first line of defence against this unwanted invader.
The beekeepers, I know them, I work with them, and I know they will fight to the end of the last bee.
In Spain, I'm the BBC's Ashish Sharma for Marketplace.
That's all from us this morning here in the UK. I'm Luke Wilson with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.